Okay, good afternoon. So today I'll be talking about the impacts of a large-scale, multi-level, economic and food security structural intervention on gender dynamics in rural Malawi. So I'm also going to be talking about Malawi. I, too, have no relationships to disclose. So first, I just want to pay special thanks to the study participants from the Kasungu District in Malawi, the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, and everyone else who made this study possible. So poverty, food insecurity, like we just talked about, and gender disparity are structural determinants of HIV and are all present in Malawi. For example, poverty is endemic as more than half of the population lives on less than a dollar per day. According to the latest integrated household survey, 49% of Malawian households faced food shortages in the year preceding the survey. And with regards to HIV, its adult prevalence of nearly 10% is one of the highest globally. When you look across all age groups, women as well are disproportionately affected by HIV. So these factors are interrelated and taken together amplify people's vulnerability to HIV infection. So the limitations of proximally focused HIV prevention interventions have been the target of increased critique. These critiques point out the need for complex, multi-layered structural interventions that address the root causes and causal pathways linking social, economic, political, and environmental factors to HIV vulnerability. Yet to date, few studies have investigated the effects of structural interventions on HIV vulnerability. So our response to this was to develop a leverage model linking an international NGO with academic partners to investigate a structural intervention. Utilizing the strengths of both partners, we designed the SAGE for Health study. The purpose of the SAGE for Health study is to rigorously evaluate a community-based, structural, multi-level health and development intervention implemented by CARE Malawi in rural Malawi. The goal of the study is to determine how this structural intervention impacted overall health as well as HIV vulnerability. So we used a quasi-experimental, non-equivalent control group study design to evaluate a poverty relief program implemented by CARE Malawi in the Kasungu district. The poverty relief program being evaluated was called SAFE, Support to Able-Bodied Vulnerable Groups to Achieve Food Security. The SAFE intervention consisted of four components, as you can see. One was farmer field schools. A total of 9,000 households received education on sustainable agricultural practices. Two, village savings and loans. A total of 443 village savings and loan groups were formed. Three, HIV/AIDS and gender empowerment education. And four, capacity building of local governance. These final two components were mainstreamed within the farmer field schools and village savings and loan meetings. The SAFE intervention was implemented by CARE from 2008 to 2010. To measure the intervention effects, we collected longitudinal data from 600 SAFE intervention households and 300 control households. Data was collected at three time points, baseline, 18 months, and 36 months. We also did randomized community surveys of 1,000 households who did not receive the SAFE intervention. 500 of the households were living in the intervention area, and 500 of the households were not in the intervention area, in the control areas. This was to account for circumstances other than the intervention effects that may have influenced change over time. The randomized community surveys were collected at baseline and 36 months. And then finally, to further understand the intervention effects, we conducted qualitative interviews and focus groups at 18 months. So the intervention villages were located in three traditional authorities and are represented in red on the map. And these villages were chosen by CARE Malawi. The control villages, which are represented in blue on the map, were chosen from matched traditional authorities based on population characteristics and the proximity to the town of Kasungu. Quantitative data was collected using a survey instrument consisting of 23 modules. The measurement modules corresponded to the constructs of a social ecological framework of HIV vulnerability that aligns with the multi-level nature of the SAFE intervention. The surveys were administered by trained Malawian field scientists who were employed by CARE, and they used Samsung tablets. So for the purposes of this analysis, we look specifically at the gender empowerment module. Within this module, female respondents were asked about the gender dynamics with their current partner or husband within the past 12 months on 5 subscales: male control and decision making, psychological abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, and economic abuse. Cross-tabulations and chi-square tests were used to compare baseline gender empowerment difference between intervention and control female participants. Generalized estimating equation with repeated measures linear regression analysis was used to compare the change over time between the two groups of women. Each question within each subscale was a yes-no question. For this analysis, we assigned the risk-related response a value of 1 and the protective response a value of 0. Therefore, a higher value would equal a higher risk. And then we compared the average scores of participants in the intervention versus control groups over time. So our first subscale was male control in decision-making. And we asked 2 questions. So has your current husband or partner asked your advice about a difficult issue or decision in the past 12 months? Has your current husband or partner expected you to ask his permission before seeking health care for yourself in the past 12 months? So in our first figure, you can see that the intervention is represented in orange, or it's the orange line, and the control is the brown line, and this will be consistent across the figures that I show you. And the p-value is on the right. The first one is for baseline to 18 months, and the one below it is baseline to 36. So as our figure illustrates, there were significant intervention effects on male control in decision-making. Relative to baseline, women in the intervention group reported greater decreased male control in decision-making at 18 months when compared to women in the control group. While the downward trend in the intervention group was maintained at 36 months, the significant difference between the intervention and control groups was not sustained. So our second subscale was psychological abuse, and we asked 5 questions within this subscale, and they're listed up there. I'll just read an example of one. So, has your current husband or partner insulted or humiliated you in front of other people in the past 12 months? Was one of the questions that we asked. So again, we can see that there were significant intervention effects on psychological abuse. Relative to baseline, women in the intervention group reported decreased psychological abuse at 18 months when compared to women in the control group. Once again, the downward trend in the intervention group was maintained at 36 months, but the significant difference between intervention and control group was not sustained. Unfortunately, we did not find significant intervention effects on sexual abuse, physical abuse, or economic abuse. So this combined multi-level structural intervention appears to have temporarily improved gender dynamics relating to male control in decision-making and psychological abuse for women in rural Malawi. This improvement may have decreased their vulnerability to HIV during the intervention. Unfortunately, while the downward trend in the intervention group was maintained at 36 months, the significant intervention effects were not sustained, and there were no significant improvements in physical, sexual, or economic abuse. This could be attributed to the fact that gender dynamics can be deep-seated and take time to alter. And longer follow-up periods may be necessary in order to fully understand the effects of the intervention. So based on our research, we have some recommendations. We also have limitations that don't seem to be up here. We have limitations to our study. So I'll tell you those. So we obviously have limitations to our study. So first, we use a self-report measure to assess gender dynamics. And there were only a limited number of questions that were asked within each subscale. And while a randomized control trial would have improved the internal validity of our study, the quasi-experimental design balanced the internal and external validity and fit better into the established NGO mode of operation. And finally, the study design created the potential for selection bias, which we tried to account for using those randomized community surveys. So, limitations aside, our recommendations then are, for future studies, may need to consider intensifying the gender empowerment and education arm of an intervention in order to have a significant and sustained intervention effect on gender dynamics. We recommend future research that continues to develop sensitive tools to evaluate gender dynamics. In addition, we recommend more HIV prevention and treatment research that examines structural interventions in order to better understand the pathways linking environmental factors to HIV vulnerability. And finally, we recommend collaboration across sectors, our academic and NGO partnership being an example, to understand the impact of large-scale, multi-level structural interventions on HIV. That's all. Thank you. Mm-hmm.